Memedas has meltdown during live debate when confronted with record, called liberal. By Jacob Bliss on March 30, 2022. Celebrity Dr. Memedas had a meltdown during a live debate Wednesday morning when he was confronted with his record and called a liberal by someone in the audience. During the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary debate forum, frontrunner Dave McCormick, saying that everyone should be held accountable for their past statements, confronted the celebrity doctor about his anti-fracking history over the years on his shows and in columns he has written. "You've argued for more regulations in fracking. You've made the case that there are health defects from fracking. And you've argued for a moratorium in Pennsylvania like that's in New York," McCormick said before being interrupted by Dr. Oz. He got upset over being confronted on his record, claiming that's not true, before arguing with the moderator over allowing him to be confronted. However, Dr. Oz co-authored a column in January 2015 arguing to ban fracking as the governor of New York did at the time. In the column, the celebrity doctor also called fracking a controversial practice. During another part of the debate, Dr. Oz, who has been on television and has had his own show for 12 years, again lost his composure when someone in the audience called him a liberal for his policies. "Why is everyone attacking me?" he asked before someone from the audience answered, "Because you're a liberal." Dr. Oz started to lose his composure when telling the moderator, "That doesn't work," referring to him asking people to stop interrupting. While the woman continued to interrupt periodically, he told the moderator he had held thousands of hours of events on television over the years, arguing that you can't speak and say negative things and let them get away with it. You're not doing your job. The moderator then cut off the mic to Dr. Oz as well as the woman interrupting. This comes as Dr. Oz has been under fire in recent months for his long history of kowtowing to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. That also comes after he has tried to distinguish himself and has called on President Joe Biden to be tougher on Beijing while also accusing the CCP of currency manipulation and stealing American intellectual property. Recently it was exposed that the celebrity doctor had a lucrative sponsorship deal with American-based USANA Health Sciences during and after his 12-year run on the Dr. Oz show. In fact, the company which gave him millions also has noted that China is its largest market and single largest source of revenue, along with having a major Chinese subsidiary, BabyCare, that reportedly acquired licensing from the government of China to sell its products in the communist country. The company also published Yin Yang Yu, which he co-authored with An Lungshu, the president of the Beijing University of Chinese Medicine, and backed by the CCP. Nevertheless, Dr. Oz's book's collaboration with the CCP-backed academic showed his drive to make money in the communist country and help push the propaganda efforts by the CCP. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.